The California Water Institute at Fresno State is helping us to better understand the importance of water throughout California. Today, part two of a two-part report on salinity.
Good morning and welcome to Weekly Water Insights. I'm Laura Ramos from the California Water Institute, and today we're talking about a question that comes up a lot in Valley conversations. Why is there so much salt in the San Joaquin Valley? And why does it matter? When people talk about salt in the San Joaquin Valley, they're usually not talking about table salt. They're talking about salinity, a buildup of many different dissolved mineral salts, including sodium, calcium, magnesium, sulfate, chloride, and others. And understanding where these salts come from requires us to look at history, geology, climate, and modern water management all at once. So why does salinity become such a big problem? Think of the San Joaquin Valley, especially the west side, as a big flat basin. Water flows in easily, but dissolved minerals have a hard time getting out. First, the climate concentrates salts. We have wetter winters and hot, dry summers. Crops depend on irrigation, and as water leaves fields through evaporation and plant use, the salts stay behind. Water evaporates. Salts do not. Without enough leaching and drainage, salt buildups right where the crop needs water the most, at its roots. Second, geology matters. Many westside soils come from marine-influenced sediments that naturally contain higher salt levels. Irrigation water moving through these soils dissolved and mobilized those salts. Third, and this is a real accelerant, poor drainage and shallow saline groundwater. In many areas, irrigation raises groundwater levels. If that groundwater is salty and close to the surface, salts can move upwards through capillary action and resalt the root zone. Even if you're irrigating with decent water quality, it becomes a recycling problem. And finally, drainage water has to go somewhere. To manage salinity, growers often need to intentionally flush salts downwards. But that creates salty drainage water that can also carry trace elements. Disposing of that water safely is politically, environmentally, and economically challenging, turning salinity into a regional water quality issue, not just a farm-level concern. Why does all of this matter? First, salinity reduces crop yield and can permanently damage soils. Salts make it harder for plants to take up water, essentially creating a physiological drought. Some salts are directly toxic at higher concentrations. Over time, crop options narrow, yields fall, and some land becomes uneconomic to farm. When sodium dominates, soil structures can collapse, making drainage even worse. Second, salinity affects rivers and downstream users. The San Joaquin River has long-standing salinity and boron objectives because high salinity impacts agriculture, communities, and ecosystems downstream. And finally, salinity is a long-term mass balance problem. Salt comes in through irrigation water and natural soils. Salt only leaves if drainage exports it. When export pathways are limited, the valley stores some salt over time, raising serious questions about long-term sustainability. The takeaway? Salinity in the San Joaquin Valley isn't caused by a single mistake or source. It's the result of geology, climate, irrigation, and drainage interacting over decades. Addressing it means thinking regionally, managing water carefully, and planning for the long term. Thank you for joining me on Weekly Water Insights. And don't forget to tune in next week. Together, we can navigate the challenges of water management and build a sustainable future for everyone.
Laura Ramos is the director at the California Water Institute at Fresno State. For more information, you can go to californiawater.org.